All right, so welcome to the deep dive. Today, we're diving into the world of cybersecurity careers.
Ooh, sounds exciting.
It is, and all based on this source you provided, cybersecuritycareeroptions.pdf. It's not going to be some surface-level overview, though.
Okay, so we're going deep.
We're going deep. We're going to uncover some of those hidden gems, maybe even spark some unexpected interests for you.
I love it.
So, to kick things off,
Yeah.
what's fascinating about this source is it's written by this guy, Krishna Kumar Mahadevan,
Okay.
or MKK as he's known in the field.
Yeah.
This guy, he's got serious credentials, a master's degree, CISSP certification, and get this,
That's
98
that.
consulting engagements
No
when he
way.
wrote this.
That's a lot of experience to be drawing on.
That's a lot of experience. Like, I wonder what kind of projects he even worked on.
Right.
But let's get back to your question. When I choose cybersecurity as my career, do we have enough scope for growth in the market? And MKK jumps right into this, and I think you'll like what he has to say. He does. He does. So the short answer is a resounding yes. Cybersecurity is booming right now, and it's not just hype.
Okay, yeah.
Companies and organizations all across the globe are scrambling to find qualified cybersecurity professionals.
Yeah, that makes sense. You hear about it all the time.
You do. So is there really that much of a shortage of people with these skills?
So the source really emphasizes this point.
Yeah.
There's a massive skill gap in the industry.
Gotcha.
We're talking more cybersecurity jobs
Oh, wow.
than skilled professionals to fill them.
Really?
And what does that mean for you? Job security and
Man.
some pretty competitive
Okay,
salaries.
that's great news. But it's not just tech companies that need cybersecurity, right?
Exactly. Think about it. Finance, healthcare, government, every industry that relies on digital systems and data needs protection.
Yeah.
Even national defense is heavily reliant on cybersecurity.
Wow.
This source even touches on how cybersecurity professionals play a role in protecting critical infrastructure.
Oh, that's pretty incredible to think about. So we've got high demand,
Yeah.
a wide range of industries. What more could you ask for?
Well, it gets even better.
Oh.
All those advancements in technology we keep hearing about, like AI, cloud computing,
Right,
and the
right.
Internet of Things, they're constantly creating new security challenges,
Yeah.
which means the field of cybersecurity is always evolving.
So it's never going to be like a boring,
Right.
stagnant career.
Not even close. It's a dynamic field.
Yeah.
Keeps you on your toes and intellectually stimulated.
Okay.
And with the demand for cybersecurity skills being global,
Oh, yeah.
you might even have opportunities for international or
Wow.
remote work.
That's awesome.
Speaking of specific opportunities,
Yeah.
the source includes a list of 50 cybersecurity domains.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say that list is
Some
amazing.
of these job titles are seriously intriguing.
Like threat hunting, dark web monitoring, quantum cryptography.
Right.
That sounds like something straight out of a spy movie.
They do, don't they? Each one of those represents a unique area of specialization within cybersecurity.
Oh.
Let's take threat hunting, for example.
Okay.
It's like being a digital detective,
Okay.
proactively searching for and neutralizing threats before they can cause damage.
Okay, that sounds intense.
Okay.
What about dark web monitoring? Is that as shadowy as it sounds?
It can be. You're
Yeah.
basically delving into the hidden corners of the internet to track cybercriminals
Oh, wow.
and uncover their activities.
Okay, and quantum cryptography. That sounds incredibly complex.
It is cutting edge.
Yeah.
It leverages the principles of quantum mechanics to create incredibly secure encryption.
Oh, wow.
As we enter a new era of computing with quantum computers on the horizon,
Right.
this type of cryptography will be essential in safeguarding sensitive data.
Now, thinking about your career specifically,
Yeah.
those master's degree and CISSP credentials you have
Right.
are more than just pieces of paper. They're golden tickets in the cybersecurity world.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's great.
With your CISSP, you're already qualified for high-level roles that demand a deep understanding of security principles and best practices.
Oh, okay.
And your master's degree demonstrates your commitment to the field
Right.
and your ability to think critically
Yeah.
and solve complex problems.
Absolutely.
I like it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It seems like you're starting from a position of strength with those qualifications.
Definitely.
It seems like you're starting from a position of strength with those
Yeah,
qualifications. But
definitely.
I'm curious, with all these exciting
Yeah.
high-level roles
Right.
potentially open to you, what are some specific areas where your master's degree could give you an extra edge?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Your master's level education could be particularly valuable in roles
okay.
that involve research, innovation,
okay.
or leadership.
Okay.
For example, you mentioned quantum cryptography earlier.
Right.
That field is ripe for advancement, and having a strong research background would be highly sought after by companies developing those technologies.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And what about those leadership aspects you
right.
mentioned?
Yeah.
How does a master's degree prepare someone for leadership roles in cybersecurity?
A master's program often involves a deep dive into
yeah.
complex problem solving, mm-hmm. strategic thinking,
okay.
and project management.
Gotcha.
All essential skills for leading cybersecurity teams right. and initiatives.
Right.
You've likely honed those skills through your coursework and research,
yeah.
which could give you a leg up when applying for management level positions.
So it's not just about the technical know-how,
right.
but also the ability to think strategically
mm-hmm.
and lead effectively.
Exactly.
Now, let's shift gears for a moment
okay.
and talk about those soft skills we touched on earlier.
Okay, yeah.
MKK emphasizes their importance in his document.
Yeah.
Why are they so crucial in a field that seems, on the surface, to be all about technical expertise?
It's a common misconception that cybersecurity is a solitary, purely technical field.
Right.
In reality, it's highly collaborative.
Oh, okay.
You'll constantly be working with teams,
yeah.
explaining complex technical information
mm-hmm.
to non-technical colleagues,
gotcha.
And presenting your findings to management or clients.
Right.
That's where strong communication skills become essential.
So being able to translate those technical concepts into plain English is a superpower in this field.
Absolutely. You could be the most brilliant security engineer.
Okay.
But if you can't effectively communicate your findings or recommendations,
yeah.
your impact will be limited.
Oh.
Imagine trying to explain a critical vulnerability to a CEO who doesn't have a technical background.
Right.
You need to be clear, concise, and persuasive.
Okay, I can see how that would be important. What about problem-solving skills?
Right.
How do those come into play in a cybersecurity role?
Cybersecurity is essentially all about problem-solving. You're constantly facing new threats, vulnerabilities,
right,
and
right.
challenges.
Yeah.
Being able to think critically, analyze situations,
mm-hmm.
and come up with creative solutions is absolutely essential.
Okay.
Remember those 98 consulting engagements MKK mentioned?
Yeah.
He was likely brought in to solve specific security problems for those clients.
Oh, yeah.
So his problem-solving expertise was clearly a key asset.
It sounds like being adaptable and able to think on your feet is key.
Exactly. And that's where critical thinking comes in.
Okay.
You need to be able to question assumptions, evaluate information objectively, and make sound judgments based on the evidence at hand.
Okay.
It's not just about following a set of rules or procedures.
Right.
You need to be able to adapt to ever-changing threats and technologies.
Like being a detective.
Yeah.
And a puzzle solver, all rolled into one.
That's a great analogy. Cybersecurity requires a combination of technical expertise,
yeah.
analytical thinking, and a genuine curiosity for problem solving. And let's not forget the importance of staying up to date with the latest trends and technologies.
Yeah.
This field is constantly evolving, so continuous learning is essential.
Speaking of learning, I'm wondering,
yeah.
with all these potential career paths within cybersecurity,
right.
what are some practical steps someone can take to figure out which direction to go in?
Mm-hmm.
Especially someone like yourself, who already has a solid foundation with a master's degree and CISSP certification.
That's where things get really interesting. You're not
yeah.
starting from scratch.
Right.
You've got a strong base to build on.
Yeah.
I think the first step would be to revisit that list of 50 cybersecurity domains we mentioned earlier.
Yeah, that list was pretty mind-blowing.
Yeah.
It really opened my eyes to the sheer variety of options out there.
That's a lot, right?
Yeah.
Which of those areas sparked your interest the most?
I'd love to hear more about how someone with those qualifications
yeah.
could narrow down their focus
okay.
and start exploring specific career paths.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what we'll be diving into in part 3 of our deep dive.
Oh, perfect.
We'll explore how to connect your existing skills and interests to specific job roles.
Awesome.
Build your network in the field.
Yeah.
And ultimately land that dream cybersecurity job.
Perfect. I'm excited for that. All right, knowledge seekers, we're back for the final part of our cybersecurity career deep dive.
Okay, I'm ready.
We've talked about the booming demand, the diverse range of industries,
right,
the importance of soft skills.
Yeah.
But now let's get practical.
Okay.
How do you actually launch yourself into this exciting field?
Yeah.
Especially with your master's degree and CISP certification
right.
already in hand.
Yeah, you're starting from a great position.
Right.
That's for sure. Those qualifications open doors to some really exciting opportunities.
Okay.
Remember that list of 50 cybersecurity domains we talked about?
Yeah.
I think that's a great place to start narrowing down your focus.
Okay, so let's say you're looking at that list and a few specific domains really jump out at you.
Right.
What's the next step?
Think about what aspects of cybersecurity truly resonate with you.
Okay.
Do you enjoy the thrill of hunting down threats?
Yeah.
Maybe threat hunting or penetration testing would be a good fit.
Okay.
Or perhaps you're more interested in building secure systems from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
In that case, security architecture or security engineering might be more your style.
So matching your interests with specific domains is key.
Yeah.
But then there's the question of actually acquiring the necessary skills for those roles.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And here's where your master's degree comes in handy again.
Okay.
You've already got a strong foundation in areas like cryptography,
mm-hmm.
network security,
yeah.
and risk management.
Right.
Look for opportunities to build on that knowledge and specialize in your chosen domain.
What are some practical ways to do that?
There are tons of resources available.
Really?
Online courses and boot camps are great for gaining hands-on experience in specific areas.
Oh.
And don't underestimate the value of certifications.
Okay.
While you already have the CISSP, which is highly respected,
mm-hmm.
there are other specialized certifications
oh, okay.
that can demonstrate your expertise in areas like ethical hacking,
right.
cloud security,
yeah.
or data forensics.
Speaking of hands-on experience.
Yeah.
MKSA mentions in the source that practical experience is highly valued in the cybersecurity world.
Absolutely.
How can someone gain that experience,
yeah.
especially if they're just starting out?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
Internships are an excellent way to gain real-world experience.
Okay.
Many companies offer internships specifically for cybersecurity students or recent graduates.
Yeah.
It's a chance to apply your skills in a real work environment. Network with professionals
yeah.
and get a feel for different roles within cybersecurity.
So internships are a big plus.
Yeah.
What about personal projects or volunteering?
Those can be incredibly valuable as well.
Oh, awesome.
Setting up a home lab to experiment with different security tools and techniques is a great way to gain hands-on experience.
Yeah.
You can also contribute to open source security projects,
okay.
which allows you to collaborate with others and learn from experienced professionals.
Okay. Let's fast forward a bit.
Mm.
You've narrowed down your focus.
Yeah.
Built up your skills.
Right.
Gained some experience.
Okay.
You're ready to start applying for jobs.
Right.
What advice would you give to someone who wants to stand out in a crowded field of applicants?
This is where all your hard work pays off.
Yeah.
First, make sure your resume highlights your relevant skills and experience.
Okay.
Especially those related to your chosen cybersecurity domain.
Yeah.
Tailor your resume to each specific job you apply for.
Gotcha.
Emphasizing how your qualifications align with their requirements.
So it's not just a one-size-fits-all resume.
No.
You really need to customize it for each position.
Exactly.
Okay.
Take the time to understand what each employer is looking for and showcase how your skills and experience match those needs.
Yeah.
And don't forget about the power of networking.
Networking, that seems to be a recurring theme in a lot of career fields.
It is.
How important is it in cybersecurity?
It's absolutely crucial.
Really?
Attend industry events.
Okay.
Connect with professionals on LinkedIn.
Right.
Engage in online security communities.
Okay.
Building relationships with others in the field can open doors to job opportunities.
Yeah.
Mentorship and valuable insights that you won't find in a textbook.
It's like you're creating your own cybersecurity support system.
Precisely.
Okay.
And remember, the learning never stops in cybersecurity.
Okay.
Stay curious. Keep up with emerging trends,
hmm.
and never stop expanding your knowledge and skills.
Gotcha.
The field is constantly evolving, so a commitment to lifelong learning is essential.
So for anyone feeling a little overwhelmed by the prospect of launching a cybersecurity career,
right.
what's the one piece of advice you'd leave them with?
Don't be afraid to take the first step. Cybersecurity might seem daunting at first,
yeah.
but it's an incredibly rewarding field full of passionate and talented people.
Yeah.
Start by identifying your interests,
mm-hmm.
build your skills,
yeah.
network with others, and embrace the challenge.
Okay.
The world needs more skilled cybersecurity professionals, so jump in and make your mark.
That's a great note to end on.
Yeah.
We hope this deep dive has provided you with valuable insights.
I hope so.
Sparked some new interests.
Yeah.
And given you the confidence to embark on your own cybersecurity journey.
It's an exciting field.
Remember, this is just the beginning.
It is.
Keep learning.
Mm-hmm.
Stay curious.
Yeah.
And never stop exploring the vast and ever-evolving landscape of cybersecurity.
Absolutely.